Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
We welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home was able to escape get the 2-point victory tonight over Perigold, 32-30 in this girls matchup. First name, Arduian Suns player of the game, and I'm going to go ahead and go with Emma Martin. She had a couple of big drives, actually a big play toward the end. One was a drive to the basket in which she was fouled. She was able to convert a free throw to give Mountain Home the lead back. And then big steal there for Emma Martin. And she was fouled immediately after that, sank another free throw to give Mountain Home a little more cushion and help secure the 2-point victory for Lady Bomber. She was one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. She finished with 10 points. Anna Grace Foreman was the leading scorer with 11. 4 on the night for Ashton Yates, 3 for Emily Payne, and 2 each for Kate Gilbert and Leah Jackson. For Perigold, they had one player in double figures, and that was Blythe Benefield with 12 points, 9 on the night from Carson DeFries, all from three-point range, 7 for Alex Springgard, and 2 for Olivia Hancock. She was 2-of-2 from the free throw line in the final quarter. Perigold did a little better job of handing the ball than Mountain Home. Lady Bombers ended up with 13 turnovers, and the Lady Rams had 10 on the night. This game had 6 ties and 4 lead changes. All the lead changes came in the first half. Mountain Home did not trail in the second half, although they did get tied up a couple of times. But they were able to hang on for the victory. And with that win, Mountain Home is going to improve to 13-3 on the season, 2-1 in the 5A's. The Lady Rams will drop to 6-8 overall, 1-2 in the conference play. So again, Mountain Home gets the victory, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show in the first portion of our doubleheader. We'll come back to you probably in about, I'd say in about 4.5 minutes as we get ready to bring you the boys portion of our doubleheader. Again, Mountain Home defeats Perigold in this girls game. It's 32-30. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.